Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Banswara Fintech Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performances and involves risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Toshniwal, Managing Director from Banswara Fintech. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Right. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome everyone to our quarter four FY23 earnings conference call. On this call, I have been joined by Ms. Kavita Gandhi, who has been appointed as our CFO. Ms. Gandhi is a chartered accountant and has over 30 years of experience in the field of accounts, taxation, and finance. Joining us also on this call, we have SGA, our investor relations advisors. It is with great pleasure that I highlight the remarkable performance of FY23 for Banswara. In the wake of the pandemic, the West and the EU have adopted a China Plus One strategy, leading to a decline in demand for textiles produced in China. Consequently, India has emerged as one of the more favorable destinations for long-term manufacturing outside of China. India's share in the textile market is projected to increase in the coming years, with textile exports from India expected to reach approximately about $20 billion. Recognizing this trend, the Indian government has introduced initiatives such as the PLI scheme for textiles and the PM Mitra initiative. As part of these efforts, the establishment of seven mega textile parks in India with a combined investment of 70,000 crores will further incentivize manufacturing and boost exports. We have observed a rise in demand for our textiles from global customers because of these developments. Hence, the future of the textile industry in India appears promising. Given the opportunity that textile as a sector is presenting, we are looking to steer the company in the direction of growth and achieving larger scale of business. Keeping this in mind, we are strengthening our leadership team within the organization in line with our future growth plans. The promoters and the board have collectively started tracking business from three of our divisions individually. These divisional perspectives are for yarn, fabric, and garment business separately. This strategic move aims to improve the realizations and enhance both the top line and the bottom line of each segment. To implement this decision, we have appointed three separate business unit heads for our yarn division, fabric division, and garment division. Mr. Vireshwar Joshi will head the yarn division. He has 30 years of experience in the textile industry across various companies in India, Nigeria, and Uganda. He has demonstrated the ability to manage large-scale manufacturing operations with a focus on improving efficiency and productivity. Coming to our fabric division, Mr. Shailendra Pandey will head the fabrics division. He has MSc in textile chemistry and an MBA in production and operations. He holds over 27 years of experience in the textile manufacturing industry, including polyviscose suiting, automotive textiles, worsted fabric, and home furnishing. Our garments division, finally, will be headed by Mr. Rahul Bhaduria. He's a graduate in garment manufacturing technology from NIT and has over 24 years of experience in the industry. Previously, he held positions in Arvind Limited, Wellspun India, Creative Garments, and Must Garments. Further to strengthen our core leadership team, we have on board Mr. Devendra Pratap Mishra, our Chief Technology Officer, our CTO. He has over 29 years of experience in the field of information technology with specialization in SAP, ISO/QMS, quality management systems, EMS, TQM, and 5S. He also holds an MSc in mathematics an MCA, and he is a Bachelor of Law. Mr. Swapnil Srivastav is our Deputy General Manager for Corporate Human Resources. He has over 15 years of experience across all domains of HR, such as recruitments, HR and IR systems and audit, HR eyes implementations, HR strategy and policy design. And finally, Mr. Yugal Kishore Agarwal has been appointed as a Vice President Internal Audit. He has working experience of 20 years with reputed companies like Godrej & Boyce, Bennett Coleman & Company, Coors, etc. He's vastly experienced in the entire gamut of internal audit investigations and controls. Yarn Division. Coming to the divisional performance for quarter 4, FY23, Yarn sales dropped 18% in the last quarter to Rs. 126 crores versus Rs. 154 crore in quarter 4, FY22, owing to a slowdown in the general market condition. During quarter 3, FY23, yarn demand was weak. The company decided to shut down certain ring frames due to lower demand in the market. However, during quarter 4, FY23, the company started production of running qualities for optimum utilization of the machine. Hence, production was increased by 6%. However, the sluggishness of the market conditions continues, and the yarn sales for quarter 4, FY23 dipped 1% versus quarter 3, FY23 from Rs. 128 crores to Rs. 126 crores for FY23. Sales remains flat at Rs. 558 crores versus Rs. 556 crores in FY22. So yarn business has been more or less flat with no top line growth. EBITDA margins for the yarn division stood at about 10.9% for FY23. Overall, value added sales within the yarn division for FY23 stood at Rs. 43 crores. Capacity utilization for this division stood at about 87%. We invested Rs. 38 crores in modernization and capacity increase for FY23, and we expect to do somewhere around Rs. 40 crores as capex for FY24 to boost production and efficiency. We are exploring and targeting the growing knitting and weaving yarn demand in southern India as a new domestic market opportunity. We are targeting an 8-12% growth in revenues by FY24. That's it for the yarn division. I'll move on to the fabric division. And talking about our fabric division for quarter 4, FY23, fabric sales grew by 3.7% to Rs. 141 crores versus 136 crores in quarter 4, FY22. Since the order book position of fabrics was lower, was lower in quarter 3, FY23, the company decided to cut production in quarter 4, FY23 as compared to the previous quarter. Thus, on a quarter-to-quarter basis, for quarter 4, FY23, fabric sales saw a dip of 5% from Rs. 149 crore in quarter 3, FY23 to Rs. 141 crore in quarter 4, FY23. However, for FY23, fabric sales actually increased 41% from 397 crores to 557 crores. This growth can be attributed to increased demand post-COVID restrictions, the low base effect, and the expansion of production lines at Daman. EBITDA margins for the fabric division stood at about 12% for FY23. Overall value-added sales within the fabric division stood at about 87 crores. Capacity utilization for this division stood at about 89%. Rupees 23 crores were invested in modernization and capacity increase for FY23 with an expected rupees 12 crores capex for FY24 to boost production and efficiency. We're using a new domestic brand acquired from Italy. We have successfully developed and launched two-way and a four-way stretch 100% polyester as new products, and we're focusing on expanding sales of premium fabric, especially woolen worsted blended. Company is targeting 11% to 14% growth in revenues in the fabric division by FY24. Lastly, I'm coming to the garment division. And coming to our garment division for quarter 4, FY23, garment sales grew by 41% to Rs. 97 crores versus Rs. 69 crores in quarter 4, FY22 on account of a strong order book owing to a revival in demand. During quarter four, FY23, garment division increased its production in jackets, and the division asked for orders in hand. Because of good orders in jackets, we did increase production in jackets. However, trousers production was less than the quarter three, FY23, which is actually a plus because the jacket business is more profitable than the pant business. On a quarter-to-quarter basis, for quarter four, FY23, the division witnessed an upside of 10% to rupees 97 crores versus rupees 88 crore in quarter three, FY23, on account of a strong order book and exports from the previous quarters. For FY23, garments division has had the highest ever increase of 85% to rupees 368 crores versus rupees 199 crore in FY22. This was due to the product diversification, demand revival, and a strong order book from previous quarters. And the EBITDA margins for the garment division stood at about 7.24% for FY23, which is lower than the other two divisions. Overall value added sales within the garment division for FY23 stood at rupees 68 crores. Capacity utilization for the garment division stood at just 69%. The rupees 35 crores we invested in modernization capacity increase for FY23 with an expected rupees 28 crores capex for FY24 is to boost production and efficiency further. We are emphasizing on manufacturing expertise in formal suits and trousers with diverse blends and investing in made-to-measure capacity for formal suits. We are also setting up a product development center in Daman to collaborate with the marketing team and drive business growth from existing and potential customers. And the revenue for the division should grow by 12 to 16% in FY24. Exports. Export sales grew 3% to rupees 193 crore in the garment division versus rupees 187 crore in the last year. Exports contribution grew from 47% in quarter 3, FY23, to 52% in quarter 4, FY23. Garments took the lead with 32% increase, followed by yarn with 18%. The export sales contribution increased from 45% in FY22 to 48% in FY23, showing an increase of 35%, whereas the domestic sales increased by 19%. There's more growth in exports than domestic in the garment business. The major reasons behind the same area behind the same are behind the increases. One, the low base effect as two quarters of FY21 and 22 were impacted by COVID and hence demand was lower. And B, the pent up demand in FY23 once normal life returned post COVID. And C, the garment increase of 143% in exports and 58% in domestic was on account of larger orders from good international brands, the capex. On a company level, during financial year 23, we incurred a total capex of 97 crores versus rupees 22 crores in FY22. Going ahead, we should incur a capex between 120 to 150 crores for the next financial year. And to mitigate uncertainties associated with power procurement for our three manufacturing units, we've also spent about 54 crores on setting up power generation. Credit rating. I'm happy to state that the India Ratings and Research, INRA, has upgraded Banswara Sintex Limited for BSL's bank facility ratings to IND A stable. Financial performance. Coming to our financial performance on a standalone basis, revenue for quarter 4 FY23 remained flat quarter on quarter and year on year at rupees 369 crores. Employee expenses stood at rupees 78.1 crores versus rupees 62.2 crores in quarter 4. FY22, the employee benefit expenses have risen marginally by 3.6%. The increased employee cost is majorly on account of one-time special incentives to employees of about 4 crores. Since we had such a good year, we distributed it to our staff. Efficiency improvement during the current quarter for power and fuel costs is due to the reduction in average coal consumption costs by about rupees 680 per ton. The operating margin for quarter 4 FY23 stood at 14.9% versus 13% for quarter 4 FY22. The profit after tax improved from rupees 19.4 crores in quarter 4 FY22 to rupees 27.8 crores in quarter 4 FY23. The earnings per share stood at rupees 8.1 versus rupees 5.7 in the last year.
full-year basis, total income for FY23 increased by 26% to rupees 1,498.8 crores, almost 1,500 crores, versus rupees 1,189.8 crores for FY22. It's about a 26% increase in sales. Employee costs for FY23 stood at rupees 286.6 crores versus rupees 219.2 crores. For FY23, the power costs have decreased by 0.5%, which is due to the general easing of coal prices. The operating margins improved from 11.5% in FY22 to 14.1% in FY23. Margins improved due to, one, the reduction in power costs and fuel costs, as the per ton cost of coal reduced by 680 rupees per ton, resulting in a saving of about 1.6 crores. The garment division sold more jackets, and fewer orders were on higher margin as compared to the previous quarter, which has better margin. PAT for the year stood at 111.4 crores versus rupees 46.8 crores in FY22. For FY23, the EPS for FY23 was at rupees 32.6 per share guidance. So we're very happy with the results, but given the challenging global inflationary environment and the headwinds faced by the sector, we anticipate a muted quarter one FY24. However, going forward, our goal is to achieve revenues between 1,550-1,700 crores rupees by FY24, driven by steady revenue growth in all the business divisions. And thank you. And with this, we shall now open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
Firstly, congrats for an exceptional performance.
Thank you.
Sir, firstly, like, one of our garmenting peers spoke about the lack of availability of good quality, local synthetic fiber for exports.
Fiber or fabric?
So fabric, sorry. My bad.
Okay.
So, what's your view on the domestic synthetic ecosystem in that regard, in terms of quality? Is it too few players offering good quality fabrics in comparison to the scale required for markets like EU and US?
Well, I would say yes, I agree with that. There are a few players, and it's not just about offering good quality, it's about offering good quality at the right price. Competitive. Our competitiveness as compared to, say, Taiwan or China, is not maybe as good, or has not been.
Okay.
We're improving, though.
So, sir,
Yeah.
Say we are in talks with a big, fast fashion, brand, and we've done our bit of work on reducing the lead time, so congrats for that again. We can offer, say, we can offer them garments as fast as a Vietnamese player can, but they require very large volumes. So would they not require the overall countrywide ecosystem to be meaningful and of good quality to justify taking even us, on board as a vendor? Because they'll have to shift or build new supply chains. If the countrywide volumes are not there, so would that not restrict us to the Indian supply for garments for those very players?
What do you mean, only the Indian supply? Why, why not? Access is always there for imports when you want to export garment.
So, sir, basically, if they require a lot of volumes and our bottleneck is lying somewhere around in the fabric to garment.
Yeah, but bottleneck means what? We are still talking global trade. If you want to export garments, you can always import. Exports doesn't happen without imports, and it's always free and available, no? Duty-free.
So, sir, basically, would it be, I mean, if we are banking on the garment growth for next 4-5 years, and a lot of work has gone to reduce the fabric and the garment cycle times also.
Yeah.
So are we basically-
But cycle times from China are pretty good.
That we'll be able to?
Cycle times from China are very good.
Yes.
So what is the harm in importing even in the EOU or in the SEZs? I mean, India has to grow its garment story with or without its own supply base on synthetics and fabrics. If it has the supply base, great, and it is growing and it is happening. But if it doesn't have it, it'll import the fabrics. What's the big deal?
Right, sir. Okay. So, sir, second question on labor availability for garmenting. So that is another one thing I've noticed, this has been a major issue for garmenters, especially for scaling up. So, there are different cost dynamics for different views, of course. So on the cost and availability front, how are things for us in Daman and Surat?
Daman and Surat, availability of the labor is fine. No problems for us. You pay them well,
Okay, and-
you look after them well, they have good HR and IR practices, no problem.
So, sir, when we plan to scale garmenting capacity, so we are putting 50 crore of CapEx in garments. And I guess that's a decent enough number. So, would there be, can we be rest assured that there won't be any issues with scaling up in terms of labor? Because we've seen that with other companies, that they've put in the capacities, but years pass on and they can't really scale that capacities.
No, I don't see a challenge with that. Rahul can answer it better, our garment division head, and you could probably talk to him later. He's listening in on this conversation. So you can schedule a call through SGA with him to understand it, and you can even go down to Daman and have a look yourself.
Sure, sir. Sir, lastly, the Uniqlo partnership or whatever we are doing in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So, is our strategy to stick to fabric versus garments because they would have their own garmenting ecosystem there, or we target both?
Well, I mean, what do you mean stick to fabric versus garments?
So, sir, I-
We would do both. We would want to spend, increase both fabric and garment. Why one or the other? We want to grow in both.
Right.
Sometimes the garment will be made in Sri Lanka or Bangladesh because of the duty advantages in garment-free zones, which India doesn't have until it gets its FTAs and whatever happens, right? So this is dependent on the FTAs, whether the garment growth from India begins to happen in a better way or not. You get my point?
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Keshav, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you.
Sorry, Keshav.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Our next question is from the line of Nirbhay Mahawar from N Square Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations for good set of numbers, sir.
Yeah.
Just wanted to have a slightly longer term outlook. Last two, three years, we have seen significant shift towards fabric and garment in our revenue mix. Do you see,
Mr. Nirbhay Mahawar, sorry to interrupt. I would request you to use the handset.
Yeah. Hello, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yes, that's better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So last two, three years, we have seen significant growth in the fabric and garment segment, and our revenue mix is moving in their favor.
Yeah.
Do you see this trend continuing?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. And does it mean that we will have much lower capital intensity for growth?
What do you mean capital intensity? No, yeah, obviously, because garment is low capital intensity, not necessarily fabric.
But also fabric won't have that much capital intensity as yarn has. So yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes,
so
yes. The answer is yes.
Selling to fabric and garment, probably the capital intensity should reduce, no? And
right.
Our margin profiles will also be much more steadier, sir, because yarn is much more cyclical in comparison to...
Yes.
And on the receivable side, again, we have seen some increase. So is it because of the same reason which we have mentioned earlier in earlier quarters, or there is some...
receivable side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, partly because of the domestic garment credit lines that we give to the brands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's secure, like I explained last time.
So how much is the incremental thing that has, because of that particular reason, what is the total quantum of additional value we have given it to?
I don't know. My CFO can answer that.
So shall I take it offline or she can answer right now?
I don't know. You have to ask SGA.
Fair enough. I'll follow regarding that.
Please.
And in spinning side, we like
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Nirbhay. May we request that you return to the question queue?
This is the last one, boss. On the spinning side, we had seen some kind of moderation in revenues.
Hmm.
So, do you because of this Turkey thing? So, is it picking up now, or how is it?
Marginally, in other countries are picking up. So yes, yarn is more under pressure than the fabric and the garment business. But overall, we don't have that big in yarn capacity. So I don't see it not being used. So we'll be fine. We'll be more or less where we are, maybe a little bit growth, not as much as in fabric and garment.
Great. Sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Surya Narayan Naik from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Mr. Surya Narayan, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, sorry. Congratulations, sir, for good set of numbers. Thanks for giving me opportunity. Just to understand that now beyond the K3 new unit that is coming up in Daman, what is our plan beyond, let's say, 2/3, because that will be coming up for sure in next 6 months. So what is the plan ahead for the garment side?
For the garment side?
Yeah.
Or you want my CapEx plans overall?
No, K3 is done. Merely it is committed. So
yeah.
After K3, what is the plan?
After Q3 or...
No, no, K3 or... unit. Can it? I'm just
K3 in Daman. Okay, okay.
Yeah, K3B.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so again, in specific, I can tell you that we will be spending about 54 crores in power generation. That's one part. Garments division, we would be spending about 95 crores.
95 crores for FY24?
No, we have already invested in FY23.
Yeah.
95 crores in the garment division. And we intend on investing further. I think I need help from Kavita because I don't want to give you the wrong number. But Kavita, can you say how much we're planning to invest in the next FY23-24 in the garment division, please, for the gentleman?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Rahul.
So for FY24, the plan for garment division is about 28 crores.
Okay.
28 crore.
Yeah.
Correct. And
so 20.
Plan for next year is for FY24 is about 145 crores.
I'm sorry, FY24 you said 28 crore in K3, right? That is
the
K3B?
Oh, that will be for the garment division.
So for the...
That will include T3 plus some efficiency improvement, modernization as well.
So how much that will be? 28, beyond 28 crore? How much, sir?
I think beyond 28 crores. Total impact for garment division is 28 crores.
Okay. So my question is that now nearly we'll be freezing the Daman expansion. So for FY 2024. So beyond FY 2024, what is the plan?
We could look at acquisitions. We're even looking at acquiring a garment company in Sri Lanka. But all of this is in the air, so I can't commit to anything.
Okay. So any kind of ballpark figures so that we can incorporate?
Nothing for the moment. Nothing for the moment. Except to say that whenever we get a good opportunity, we can seize it.
Okay. And so my second question is that just now you have spoken, we are also listening to other competitors that India is lacking in the synthetic textiles. I mean, what is it our end? What is it required that we can produce the world-class synthetic textiles that we are importing from outside? I mean, That can be a margin enhancement in our case. So what is the requirement?
Well, we just need to upgrade our technologies for peacetime and learn from the Europeans how to finish fabric better. And like the Chinese didn't learn all this on their own. It was the Italians and the French who taught them.
So, are we going to change the quality in let's say FY 2024-25, or it will be on the steady state manner?
Quality improvement is a continuous process. It's going to happen. It's going to happen more and more.
Okay. So
Mr. Surya, may we request that you return to the question.
So follow up question only, sir. Follow up question, sir. Only. So, Mr. Toshniwal, if you can tell in the fabrics, how much value addition we have been taking, achieved for last 1 year or 2 years?
Value addition, we gave you a figure, right? We told you how much percentage when I made my speech of value-added fabric we sold in the last turnover of that 550 crores. And I don't remember it from the speech right now, but Kavita, I'll tell you again. And otherwise, Rahul can read it off the speech. We already answered that.
Okay, I will take from the Rahul.
The value-added sales for the yarn segment was about 43 crores.
Yeah.
Within the fabric segment, it was 87 crores. And for the garment segment, it was about 68 crores.
So... okay, so those are the absolute figure. Rahul sir, if you can give some percentage figure so that we can understand that our company is able to value add.
So if you look at it, the FY23, my garment sales stood at about 368 crores, of which 68 crores was value added sales.
So because we don't...
It's available on the... segment slides of the presentation.
Because we don't have the volumetric figure, so that is because those are at your end. So if you can tell the per meter basis, what is the valuation we did?
So we'll have to come back to you with volume numbers. We do not have it handy right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Please join the for a follow-up question. Please, I would request you to rejoin the queue. Our next question is from the line of Naitik Mohata from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you and congratulations on the great set of numbers. So a couple of questions from my end, starting with our existing capacity, what kind of peak revenue can we expect from our existing capacity?
Well, I've always been saying that, getting to that 1700 crore mark
with existing capacities as possible, given the capacity utilization that currently exists and possibility to also use job work capacities outside. So there's a lot of capacity in the country.
Okay. And sir, coming on this CAPEX front, so you have mentioned segment-wise CAPEX numbers for FY24 in your presentation. 40 crores for yarn division, 12 for fabric and 28 for garment. So taking a total of 80 crores, this is the total CAPEX that we can expect in FY24, or are we planning more? And do we plan to raise any debt for the same thing?
Yes, we will be raising debt for sure. But right now, for the year, I've given you the CAPEX indication. I don't want to tell you more about what will happen next year. And if anything changes, we'll come back to you in the next quarter.
Alright, sir. And so basically, this CAPEX of 80 crores that we plan to take for FY24, and as you mentioned, that 1700 crore mark as our peak capacity. So till where can, where will this push our peak revenue capacity to? Like, I think we were planning 1000 crore top line from each segment as a target for next 3 to 4 years.
Hmm.
Till where will we be able to achieve that?
Well, let's say 2 or 3 years. We'll try.
Oh.
I can't say that it'll happen.
Right.
So, Netik, for now, we have given an FY24 guidance to you, or our projections and estimates that we have given in the presentation. So standing today, it would be difficult to comment on beyond that on any number. But yes, a longer-term vision is to achieve 1,000 crores of revenue across each division. But we'll be in a better position, you know, towards the later part of this year to give any guidance on that.
Yes, my question was, like, this 80 crore CAPEX that we plan to take this year, well, where will that capacity push us? Like, from a 1,700 mark to a 2,500 mark, probably?
No, we have said 1,700 crores for the next financial year, right? As the upper limit of what we could achieve.
From the... All right, sir. Secondly, on the margin front, so how confident are we of maintaining this 14-15% margin that we have done in the last couple of
years? Margins may go down slightly in the next financial year because of the headwinds and whatever. But we expect that we might be able to get similar profit level or EBITDA level total amount with the higher turnover. So we want to maintain at least the total EBITDA not going down, even if margin percentage goes down.
Okay. And so last question on, as you mentioned in your opening remarks, that we have acquired some new domestic brands from Italy in the fabric division.
Yeah, we've acquired an Italian brand. We've acquired an Italian brand, not a domestic brand. We've acquired an Italian brand that we are in the process of paying for and acquiring completely, but we will be owning the brand, which is a 1875 brand with a lot of history, and the Italian gentlemen who started it and are still running it are selling it to us and will be our brand ambassadors, and we'll bring that brand to India and make it as famous, if not more famous eventually, than Raymond's.
Okay, that's really nice, sir. And sir, any update on the Uniqlo deal that we are planning to manufacture for?
Uniqlo continues, you know, but Uniqlo is not as exciting as building your own brand. Uniqlo is like doing a lot of work for little money.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Navneet Bhaiya from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Toshniwal.
Good afternoon, Navneet.
Thanks for that. I have two questions. First is, FY23 was a good year in terms of growth for Banswara. I think over our pre-pandemic peak as well, we did about 10-12% growth. And we've been stuck in the 1200 to 1300 range for a number of years before FY23. The question is that, if you could reflect what journey went well for us this year and what gives us the confidence that, the good work could continue in the years to come.
So your question is really about whether have we achieved escape velocity from the Hindu rate of growth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. The answer is yes. And why? The answer is because we really have the capabilities and we've learned everything and the opportunity exists now with whatever is the feel-good factor about working with India that everybody has.
Okay, so over a five-year period, are you saying that we are a lot more confident today of achieving, let's say, a low double-digit growth than what we have done in the past, which was maybe a low single-digit growth?
Correct.
In terms of top line.
I would agree with that.
Okay, that's good to hear. And my second question is on your working capital. So our debtors and inventory together, we have about 550 odd crores, over there. So in terms of number of days, is there any scope to, have more efficiency over here, or would this be your normal working capital, level?
There's always scope to have better efficiency there, and that's what we've hired Kavita Gandhi for. I'm sure she'll help us bring that.
So are we looking, do we have some internal targets for this year as well, or this is...
You should take a separate meeting with our CFO and discuss that.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, that's all that I had. Congratulations for a good quarter and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sandeep Dixit from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Just had a clarification on the margins. FY23, last two quarters were probably far better than the last, the preceding few quarters. Is this, should we look at as the things stabilize in the sector? Are these margins something that we can expect going forward, or you expect some softening?
So, like I said, I mean, I just explained that in the previous question, that yes, we expect a little bit of softening, but given there's a ratio of fabrics and garment business, which is of a higher EBITDA margin than what we have achieved in yarn, we don't expect the overall to be too bad, but a little softening with an increase in turnover will still mean that we might be able to preserve, hopefully, the total EBITDA, even in a bad year, as it appears to be for the first quarter of the FY24. The first quarter is not great from the visibility.
Okay.
But we hope that from the quarter two and quarter three, quarter four, and the momentums that we've built up and all of the networking we've done, and the story around the Indian brand and various other acquisition stories around garment capacities, we will be able to do much better than most others, and we are still bullish.
Got that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Tanya Gupta from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. So my first question is, since mentioned about the Italian brand that we just have acquired, is my understanding correct that we want to, have a momentum for all Bansara Brands Private Limited, or are we acquiring brands similar to push on the brand? You have mentioned that we have acquired an Italian brand.
Correct.
Alright, so is it to push Bansara Brands Private Limited, a subsidiary that we have just opened for an online part, to gain the momentum?
No, this is not connected to Bansara Brands. That's a separate story, and that is around building a garment brand for the domestic market, which continues. This is about building a fabric brand and competing with the likes of Rheims.
Thank you. Could you just, what is the status for, Bansara Brands Private Limited? How is the response that you are getting in there?
Slow, it's starting. It's slow, it's online, it's not, it's not dramatic yet. Nothing to report. Yet.
All right.
Slow and steady.
Can you just, highlight some of the, major or any of the momentum that, or any of the triple results that we are, that can bring up the optimism for the future,
What, I didn't get that question, Tanya.
Can you just elaborate further? I mean, what is going on the ground level? How small, doesn't matter how small the progress is, but, each step counts. So if you can, emphasize on the work on Bansara Private Limited.
Banswara Private Limited?
Banswara Brands Private Limited.
Is that, Banswara Brands is owned fully by Banswara Syntex, by the way.
Alright.
So it's a subsidiary.
Yes, so I just wanted to know the progress. Though you said that it's not substantial one,
Yeah, nothing to talk about right now. We're just beginning our story, and I really don't want to say much more.
Sure, sir. Second question is, share of profit from joint venture has increased. So if you can put some color onto that, how has been the revenue and the profit comparison?
Yeah, the automotive part of our joint venture with Tresca has been better in its profitability.
Joint venture with, sorry, I missed that.
With Tresca, the French.
Yes. Yeah. So in future outlook, you can, come
in. It's good. It's doing well.
Sure. And sir, since we have seen, inflationary pressure and how the global market is failing out, so, and the data on exports of garments from Government of India is also the promising. So,
yeah.
Since we are doing CapEx, and we are also doing CapEx. So, are there any, sorry, sir?
No, go ahead.
So my stand is, what are the opportunities that are in our favor and what part of the business is giving you the most trouble right now?
What part of the business is giving us the most what?
Trouble.
Well, the yarn part, I would say.
Since you have mentioned in the beginning that we are thinking for the South expansion. So it's just to substitute, can it be, is it right to say that it will be a substitute or to replace the export demand that we have in the yarn part?
Well, not substitute. That's not the right thing to say. Depends. Sometimes the situation in yarn changes and then fabric changes and garment changes and brand changes. So we will invest wherever we see a return is good. Now that's the job of the CFO to decide where to put the money. The divisional heads will present their budgets. And then we will decide.
So we are looking 1,700 crores for next fiscal year. So we are very much confident to maintain that level.
We've given a projection between 1,500 or 1,600 and 1,700, let's say. Okay. Let's hope that's conservative. Let's hope we cross it. I don't know.
All the better. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that was the last question of our question and answer session.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you when is the last question.
I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Toshnival for closing comments.
Right. Okay, so thank you everyone. It's been a very interesting dialogue. I've enjoyed the conversation thoroughly. And I look forward to interacting with you all in the next conference call after our next board meeting. And I'll be traveling for a month between the U.S. and Europe. I'm leaving probably the end of May and then back in the end of June. So I hope to catch up with you all then. Meanwhile, of course, our CFO is available and she can set up things along with SGA for you all to even talk to the divisional head separately. And they've listened in this time, but next time we'll hope they'll be able to interact with you all as well. So we look forward to keep on the dialogue. And thank you very much for your attention and your interest in Banswara. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Banswara Syntex Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.